Commercial program. Opinions expressed are solely those of the program producers and sponsors.
I feel a song coming on.
It's the beat, it's the beat, the beat, the beat.
I feel the earth moving at my feet.
This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode,
Karen.
Is this fun, Jode?
It's absolutely a blast. Can you believe we're here live?
We're at Wheatfields.
Live from Wheatfields at the Shadow Lake Town Center. We are here for the bell ringing campaign for the Salvation Army.
Isn't this wonderful?
Great? So you might hear us eating pancakes.
That's
and
right.
Eggs,
pass the syrup, Jode.
That's right. Pass the cinnamon rolls.
Love it. Love it. So we're excited to be here.
This is great. Thank you, Salvation Army. And our first guest will talk about what they're doing in their campaign.
Absolutely.
But Jode, 2013 is ending.
I know.
And, you know, there are certain obsessions that come every year. Like one year it was Shades of Gray. And
50 Shades of Gray.
Yes, thank
not
you.
Just one
not
two,
one
but
shade.
50 That's
Shades
right.
of Gray. Uh-huh. But, you know, that was last year.
That's really not an appropriate holiday book, but it could be for some. I was only hoping it
was
under my tree.
Day, I think.
That's right.
But, Jode, the obsessions for this year. Duck Dynasty, have you ever seen it?
Oh, my gosh, I did.
You
my
did.
Son had me, yes,
okay.
I watched it a couple of times, and you can't get over it.
You can't?
I haven't watched it. You get sucked in.
Okay.
You really do. They're genuine.
Yeah.
They started off making duck calls, for God's sakes, and I mean, look at, they're multi-millionaires.
Perfect for Nebraska. Oh, my God. And Breaking Bad, I know everyone's obsessed with that.
And it's over.
It's a great show,
right?
Isn't it? It was.
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah. And unfortunately, because of Miley Cyrus, twerking has become an obsession.
That's true. So hopefully it will ring out in 2013 and it won't be brought back in 2014.
Oh, Jode. And another thing, you know, we all take airplanes all the time. I found this story where this man was actually trapped in an empty plane. He fell asleep on the plane, and they didn't see that he was there.
Seriously?
In the cabin.
Even the people that are cleaning?
Even the people, yeah.
I mean, you would think
they
that...
locked up, and there, and he was on the plane, and he woke up, and he fell asleep, woke up in the pitch-black cabin that had landed at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport. Boy, was he a little mad.
Okay.
Was he a little mad?
I think so. But do you think he got any mileage credit for that? I'm just curious. Maybe he was like a frequent sleeper as opposed to a frequent flyer.
Well, that's a new one. Of course, it was Something. United, and they tried to you know, push it under the rug. I would try to do
sure.
that, too.
Well, yeah. It's like a stowaway.
You're right.
He's an adult. That's
oh,
great.
Wow.
That's
not,
great.
Not to change the subject, Jode, but... how do you solve a problem like her acting?
Oh.
She, Carrie Underwood, got a lot
Sound of
criticism.
Music.
Yeah, did
you
see
she?
It at
but,
all?
You know, that has to be tough. I think they hired a singer. And
yeah,
they
who's
didn't...
not an actress.
Right.
Yeah.
And they
did
hired...
you see her at all?
You know, I saw a little bit of it.
Okay.
It was okay.
It was, yeah,
she
her
gave
acting
it a try.
Kind of gave me the chills.
Yeah, she gave
her
it a try.
Voice is great.
Her voice is beautiful.
Yeah.
So if you just, if she could have just maybe...
acted.
Sang through her lines.
Sang the whole show.
Yeah, then it would have been a true musical.
No, you're right. But anyway, it's doing good things because they're going to try and do other live musicals
yeah.
on TV.
Why
I
not
think
bring,
that's a cool thing.
Yeah, why not bring live TV back? I'm
yeah,
all for it.
I love live musicals.
Yeah.
Anytime you get a musical.
We'll take it.
Okay, Jode.
How about
do you like Kirstie Alley?
I do.
She's
I love
wonderful.
Her. But what is it that she's talking about? John Travolta.
Yeah, it was her greatest love.
Oh. Well, she had an interview with Howard Stern, I know, and she discussed this emotional love affair, but it was only
yeah.
an emotional
Emotional.
Love
she, never, she was married at the time.
Yes.
So, you know.
The key word being emotional.
They were not doing anything, but she loves him. So that's
no.
nice. And anyway, your favorite topic, Jode, the Kardashians.
Oh, what's going on with the
okay.
Kardashians?
Okay. Well, this was kind of cool. Kim was at her fiancé's concert, Kanye West, and invited some people that were in the audience, some little kids, teenagers, to come sit with her.
Oh, that
would that
nice.
Make your day? Oh,
you
my God, if you were
sure.
a teen.
That would be nice. Aren't they getting married, her and
when,
Kanye?
Yeah, next year, I think, in a castle on the planet
oh.
Mars or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
That'll be perfect. That's close to Versailles, because yeah. I think that's where they're getting married. But Mars, Versailles, it all runs together.
It all comes together.
You know,
yes.
it's just a foreign country, so that's okay. We have no problem with that.
And other Kardashian news. Sorry, Jode. Khloe
okay.
just filed for divorce from
Did
Lamar
Did she finally
Odom.
File
yeah.
for divorce?
That's sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
You know, I think being a reality star, look how many marriages it's broken up.
Yeah, I know.
Truly. I don't
right.
know how many marriages are successful.
Right. It's more than the 50%, which is the normal
yeah.
percentage.
I think that if you had any trouble going in, you're going to have trouble going out. So
yeah, totally. And not to follow this train of thought, but guess who Jimmy Kimmel named the person of the year, Joe. This was a joke.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner.
He went around to people, you know, outside and showed them Time magazine with her picture on it. And
are you serious?
Yeah. And they believed him that she was the person
she
of the year.
She is the person of the
yeah,
year.
Isn't that great?
What does that say about other people that should be the
person?
What does
it say about us? Yeah. All of us. I'm talking about it.
I think we should be in the Hall of Fame. If Kris Jenner is the person of the year.
The Omaha Hall of Fame.
That's right.
But anyway, speaking of Hall of Fame, we have great guests today.
Who are our lovely guests?
Susan Eustace.
Yes.
Sitting right here next to me. She's the director of PR and Communications for Salvation Army. Can't wait to talk to her.
Cannot wait. Singer Mary Carrick will be here.
Great musician, singer. She's wonderful. And
so excited. Billy McWilliam will be here live. He has and is starring along with his two brothers in the Beatles show Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow.
And Jody's going tonight.
Thrilled.
Right, Jody?
Yes. My daughter Mia and I are going tonight. We're thrilled. We're excited. And so Billy will be here joining us as well.
Yeah. And you're listening to It's the Beat on 1290 Coil.
Gastric bypass, no surgery.com. Rocca Labs invented a natural formula that replaces the need for expensive and dangerous surgery. This gastric bypass, no surgery formula creates an immediate effect without surgery. Rocca Labs formula is better, safer, and cheaper than gastric bypass surgery. Rocca Labs has over 100,000 success videos on YouTube. Go to gastricbypassnosurgery.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Guess who won an AngiesList.com Super Service Award? I'll give you a hint. Their phone number is 402-333-2775. You guessed it. Controlled Comfort. Need a fall furnace tune-up, or do you want to replace your old furnace with a newer, higher efficiency home heating system? Give Controlled Comfort a call today.
For all your home and business needs, Controlled Comfort is here to please. Controlled Comfort keeps it under control.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Golden Globe-nominated Nebraska, the new film by Omaha's own Alexander Payne. Bruce Dern and Will Forte play father and son on a road trip to collect a dubious sweepstakes prize. The film shows through the holidays. Also showing is Let the Fire Burn, a startling and inventive found footage documentary about a clash between Philadelphia police and a radical group. Showing Sunday and Tuesday will be Come and See, part of the Alexander Payne Presents Classic Film series. Roger Ebert called it the Soviet war film one of the most devastating movies ever. Forever Young is our family and children's series. This week, our pick is The Freshman, a 1925 silent comedy starring Nebraska's first movie star, Harold Lloyd. Don't miss Verde's Falstaff, part of the Met, live in HD, presented with Opera Omaha. The opera will be broadcasting live on Saturday with a prelude talk, led by Opera Omaha at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast on Wednesday. Tickets and information are at filmstreams.org.
Losing weight during the holidays is hard to do, so let's wait until after Christmas. Join High Tech during December. We'll give you 40% off the regular price, and you can wait till after Christmas to start your program. Plus, with approved credit, there's no money down, nothing to pay until 2014. The average High Tech patient loses 30 pounds in just 4 weeks. Some lose a lot more. The heavier you are, the more pounds you lose. So enjoy all the holiday parties. Have a Merry Christmas dinner. Your New Year's resolution will be ready to go. Only for the holidays, 40% off, no money down, nothing to pay until 2014 with approved credit. There's no charge for the consultation. Call 402-453-5673. That's 402-453-LOSE or Google us at hightechweightloss.com. 10 years in Omaha, rated A-plus by the BBB. High Tech Weight Loss, safe, fast, permanent. Open evenings and weekends by appointment. Call 453-LOSE.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's the Beat
on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, we're so excited. Live from Wheatfields in Shadow Lake Town Center. And joining us is Susan Eustace, who is the Director of Public Relations for the Salvation Army and her in the Western Division based in Omaha. And Susan is going to talk to us about where you're at with the campaign, how exciting it's going, how fabulously strong and courageous your bell ringers are to brave the cold and yet bring in the money.
They are. And bell ringers are just as important as those dollars and dimes into the kettles. I'll tell you, they've got cash value too.
Absolutely.
Ever gone to a kettle with no one standing by it?
Yeah.
Would you really want to give?
Yeah.
Not really. You
Not
can get
really.
Away with it. You can just run right in the store. Yeah. But if you've got a person out there, and we thank them. It's cold out there today.
Yeah, it
and,
is.
And they're cold. But thank you so much for giving us this wonderful Christmas time CD to thank them,
yes.
And also to encourage more to come out. We literally need hundreds of them through Christmas Eve.
We do, and Susan's referring to Karen's CD with every donation into the Red Kettle. Today at Shadow Lake Town Center, you will receive free Karen's CD, and then
Christmas
after,
CD,
Christmas
and then
CD
the
and
triplets sing on it, Grace Podolak sings on it.
We have a ton of folks.
It's really good.
Super, and then after today, it will be distributed throughout Omaha.
What a great incentive. So thank you for having me on the show. I'm a thanker, so I'd also like to thank
her. Thank you, Susan.
And Marie here at Wheatfields
for
letting
Wheatfield.
Us be here.
Well, you're
really
doing
fun.
An outstanding job. How'd you get into this, or how many years you been doing this?
Well, it's my 17th Christmas.
Oh,
that's
wow.
how we calibrated the Salvation Army, how long you've been there. So 17th Christmas. I've seen campaigns of all kinds. They're all different. They start differently. They end differently. This one, we're about at the halfway mark. I wish we were further along, but we're about at the halfway mark. We have a $3 million goal. We're at 1.5 now.
Okay.
And those kettles will be out until Christmas Eve. The public portion of the campaign then ends, and we start looking at year-end gifts of stock, things like that, to help us reach our goal. But volunteers can help us reach our goal.
Absolutely.
What a great way to thank them with a Christmas time CD. That's really plump.
Well, you do so much. The Salvation Army does so much. Like, tell us specifically some of the things that Salvation Army does.
You know what's interesting? We've been here in Omaha for 125 years. This is our 125th. And basically,
Susan, did you say 125
years?
Wow.
I did.
That's as old as us, Joe.
Almost as old as us. And I just turned 123. Speak for yourself.
Makes me feel really old. Even 17th Christmas makes me feel old. But, you know, we really have helped suffering humanity in many of the same ways during those 125 years. It's about feeding and clothing and sheltering. We had 5,000 families come to us just for Christmas time help alone, and that equates to 11,000 children.
Wow.
We adopted 2,500 families last week. We've got a lot more work to do, and we've got a lot more work to do on the campaign. So we're here to give a shout-out for volunteers to come forward. You can sign up online at ringomaha.org or give Kay a call at 402.
Call.
Yes,
call
we're putting
Kay.
Her number on air right now. 402-898-6000, and Kay can set you up.
So what else besides money can folks donate?
Well, besides money and time, they can certainly give. We're looking for new unwrapped toys to give to children during our toy land drive.
And where do we bring that?
You can bring it to the Salvation Army,
or
you can bring it over to Fat Brain Toys at Village Point. So we're looking for toys. We're also looking for gently or new coats, hats, gloves, mittens. We have a winter night watch program, a mobile feeding program that serves up to 300 folks a night. It goes out every day during the week from December through February. Those can be dropped off at any fire station here in town. We love our Omaha firefighters. They're so good to us, and they're making sure folks keep warm this winter.
That's great. What about cans of food? Do you do that too?
Yes, we do. We have two food pantries, one at the Croc Center and one on 36th and Cumming. We have a huge feeding outreach. We serve probably 200 people a day at our North Omaha Center alone.
That come for
a nice warm meal. Then I'm talking 300 people a night with the Winter Night Watch. We go roam around where the homeless and near homeless hang out. So we're able to give them the coats and also the food. So yeah, all of that stuff counts big time. So if you can't give money, you can give stuff or you can give your time. Mm-hmm. We
well,
love it.
You know what, Karen, you think of those people that are homeless. I mean, you have people outside in the cold that are bearing the freezing cold outside, ringing the bell to bring in money.
Right.
And you have folks that are actually out in the cold trying to find a place to live.
Right. And to eat.
And to eat.
Find food.
Exactly. And that, you know, have children. I just think it would just be, it's a sad, sad situation.
It is. And that's why this campaign has to be successful. We
absolutely.
We can't let people down. That's not what the Army does.
No.
And so many have come to us for help. I think it is a record number. for this year.
I was just going to ask you that, Susan. Are the numbers, do you see the numbers declining, but now just based
now,
on what you just said?
Now, what do you attribute that to?
You know, they say the economy is getting better. I just haven't seen it happen here. Okay. Although we have a very low unemployment rate in Nebraska, probably one of the lowest, there are still people out there hurting. There are more single mothers here in this metro than there are just about anywhere else. So we've got a very high ranking of single moms. So we've got to get out there and help as a community. You never know when you're going to need the Salvation Army, and Lord hopes, I never hope you do.
Right, right.
But you might. You might find yourself in an instance, in a crisis situation where you do, and we'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Now, where is the Salvation Army predominantly ringing bells? Is it all retail outlets? Is there special outlets that people wouldn't even realize there was someone ringing the bell? Where can they find bell ringers?
Primarily retail outlets. You'll see them at the grocery stores, at your big box stores. They're all over the place. They're here at Wheatfields. Thank you, Wheatfields, for letting us ring here. Nebraska Crossing, or the Gretna Outlet Mall, I should say. Also, new place. Walmart neighborhood stores, new places to ring. So we've been very lucky.
Okay. So
and the location of the Salvation Army, your main location, is what?
Well, we're all over the metro, quite frankly. We have a 36th and Cumming campus that's our social service campus, where all those services are delivered for the most part. We have the Ray and Joan Kroc Center down in South Omaha, which is a state-of-the-art facility that has all kinds of activities for all ages. We have a divisional headquarters in Old Mill, and we're just about to go into a capital campaign, and we're looking to even spread out further. We have four core community centers here in Omaha also, and in Council Bluffs. It's probably a lot bigger than anybody thought. You
certainly
think
totally.
The thrift stores it's and bigger than the bells.
Yeah, I mean, it's bigger
are
than
we lucky?
Thought, right, Karen?
Well,
we are. And I think we have such an incredible
so
community.
Lucky. Yeah.
Oh, we have a giving community. Don't you believe,
Karen?
Yeah, definitely.
I do
think so.
And
that's
I'm what counting, makes Omaha great, doesn't
I agree.
It?
Yeah. I agree. And I'm counting on them to come through again for these folks this year.
Yeah.
And I know they will.
Oh, they will.
Yes.
And the fact that they know that it isn't just putting in the dollars into the red kettles, which certainly is important, and that's what we want to emphasize, but it is also if there's warm coats, if there's unwrapped toys, if there is food.
Exactly.
Anything.
If any of your listeners are thinking about, you know, their year-end plans and are meeting with their financial planners or, you know, with their family and deciding what to do, please keep the Salvation Army.
Susan, what?
Mind.
How old do you have to be a kettlebell person?
Oh, you have to be at least 35 years old. No,
it's a
wonderful.
No, I mean, can you be a teenager and come out
sure
and do it?
Can. You sure can. And we have Boy Scout groups that obviously have, you know,
wonderful.
Leaders with them helping them ring bells, but they love this and they all need community service hours. So, hey, students, if you haven't finished them off, please
great idea.
Spend some time
you
with
that
us.
That is a great idea, especially because there are high schools that you have to do community hours. If I know Westside High School has that.
That's right.
Where you have to, of course, fulfill a certain number of community hours. What a great
Now, if someone's listening and they have like one day available, they can just call you and be a volunteer for one day?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's
from 1 hour to 4 hours to however long they
time
want.
Time is a great way to give as well. I mean,
don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh,
it
totally.
Is.
And it puts you
nothing.
In the Christmas spirit. I guarantee you'll get just as much back as you give.
Yeah, absolutely,
well,
Susan.
You know, Susan, best of luck to you. I know this is something that is near and dear to you, especially doing it for how many years again? 17 years.
Oh.
And we hope 17 more at least.
Well, I hope so too. Retirement also sounds good. But I love what I'm doing. It's a privilege to work for the Salvation Army.
Well,
it's a great group.
And we're very lucky, Susan, to have you.
Absolutely. And what
Thank
a great
you.
Thing to be passionate about. Wouldn't you agree, Karen?
I
think, you
definitely.
Know, if we can ring the bell, we certainly will. And again, the bell ringers are here at Wheatfield.
It's very far south on 72nd. We're very far south.
Very far south.
That's
over the river and through the woods.
Right.
That's,
the
right.
Down
that's
the
right. More than just a country mile away. It's okay. That works for
it's
us.
It's a beautiful place. Beautiful place.
Yeah. And you know what? For anyone, if they want, they can get a CD and they can come into Wheatfields and get a muffin or some pancakes or some eggs or wonderful lunch, and you can't go wrong. It's a win-win, if you ask
me. This is win-win. This is a great day, Joe.
I made it. I'm just waiting. Where's my pancakes, Karen? I'm waiting for
I've got the syrup, Joe.
Okay, that's
all
perfect.
Right. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you for having
so
me on. Thank you for giving me a boost to the campaign. This really
Absolutely.
Helps.
Absolutely. Our
you.
Pleasure. Best of luck to you.
And
Make
you're
your
listening
goal.
To It's the Beat on 1290 Coil.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Golden Globe-nominated Nebraska, the new film by Omaha's own Alexander Payne. Bruce Dern and Will Forte play father and son on a road trip to collect a dubious sweepstakes prize. The film shows through the holidays. Also showing is Let the Fire Burn, a startling and inventive found footage documentary about a clash between Philadelphia police and a radical group. Showing Sunday and Tuesday will be Come and See, part of the Alexander Payne Presents Classic Film Series. Roger Ebert called it the Soviet war film one of the most devastating movies ever. Forever Young is our family and children's series. This week, our pick is The Freshman, a 1925 silent comedy starring Nebraska's first movie star, Harold Lloyd. Don't miss Verdi's Falstaff, part of the Met, live in HD, presented with Opera Omaha. The opera will be broadcasting live on Saturday with a prelude talk, led by Opera Omaha at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast on Wednesday. Tickets and information are at filmstreams.org.
Get unique gifts this Christmas at Custom Gems, where the only thing in the store less than 1,000 years old is the owner. At Custom Gems, you'll find fossils, gems, minerals, jewelry, and meteorites, even a 1,400-pound, 8-foot-tall amethyst geode. Now that's a gift you don't give every day. Right now, with every purchase, receive a free gift. If you've been naughty, you'll get a lump of coal. If you've been nice, then you'll get a gemstone. Custom Gems, 84th and Frederick, behind Bucky's.
Blue Jays basketball is coming up on 1620 The Zone.
McDermott not backing his way in. Head fake a three by Gibbs. All the way in and drives it home. Grant Gibbs right through the keyhole. Stuffs it. 15-2. Great Blue Jays.
The Jays return after a 9-day break to face the Arkansas Pine Bluff Golden Lions. Blue Jays shoot around at 6. Tip off at 7. Tuesday night. Blue Jays basketball plays here on 1620 The Zone.
When you're financing a home, it can be rather nerve-wracking. All around you are unknown problems, difficulties, and questions. Wouldn't it be nice to have someone you can trust to guide you through it all? I'm Brent Rasmussen of Mortgage Specialists. As your mortgage lender, I'm completely dedicated to helping you achieve the dream of owning your own home. But don't take my word for it. Here's what my clients like Valerie Spittler have to say.
Thanks again for all your hard work, professionalism, responsiveness, and positive, friendly demeanor. You are awesome.
And there's this from Megan and Rob Campbell.
We will recommend him whenever an opportunity arises with friends, family, or random strangers. He was always fast with his responses, thorough, and energetic.
And this from Brett and Jackie Freund.
Brent's knowledge, expertise, and demeanor was reassuring and trustworthy. Also, his assistant was very helpful with questions and made correspondence very simple and clear.
My clients are my top priority. Always have been, always will be. I'm Brent Rasmussen of Mortgage Specialists. Click mtg-specialist.com to find out more. Mortgage Specialists. Driven, trusted, reliable.
NMLS number 5918. Testimonials or actor portrayals.
Omaha's stimulating conversation.
It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back. We are so lucky today to have a special talent with us, Mary Carrick. She is a vocalist and cabaret singer, and if you haven't seen her sing or perform around town, you must. Hi, Mary.
Hi, it's so great to be here. Hi.
Welcome to Wheatfield.
Yeah, we love it. Love it. Love being out here today.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
Great. You know what, Karen? We should cater all of our interviews, don't you think?
We should have them at a different restaurant every week.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of hustle and bustle here today.
Well, the Salvation Army.
Totally.
I mean,
yeah.
This is the buzz, and so it's terrific. So thanks for joining us, Mary. How excited to have you here.
Mary, there are some things that you said that I just love. You said that the beauty of being an artist is you never stop learning, and the beauty of a song is you can always make it your own.
That's right. That's right. I really believe that.
That's your mantra.
That's my mantra.
Yeah.
I have several mantras, but that is definitely one of them. You know, about, I guess maybe in the last 5 years I sort of recommitted myself to, I don't know, really trying to figure out what I want to do as a singer and where I want my career to go. And part of that is, you know, you have to keep studying, you have to keep learning. There's an infinite amount of music and repertoire out there, but there's also more that you need to learn as a singer and how to deliver the song and be at your very best every single time. And even the greatest singers in the world, you know, they still take lessons, they still study,
have,
they
right.
still go to
sure.
workshops and intensives. And so I've been doing a lot of that over the last couple of years. And you know, my thing is I always try and really do make that song my own. You know, I take things in a non-traditional direction sometimes bold directions. Just really try and make it personal to me, and I think that's what audiences
that's
like
what
about
my
performance.
Yeah, definitely.
They just want to, and especially in a cabaret kind of a setting or a concert setting when you're not playing a role like in a musical or a play, they just want to see you. They want to see the authentic you.
Right.
And part of that is taking that music and figuring out how to make that very personal, mm-hmm. so that they are traveling, taking that journey with you through the song.
No, you're right. Anyone can sing a song, but it's like feeling the words, and that's what you do.
And being there in that very moment, you know, your technique should be sound. All of that stuff should be done beforehand. But once you're there, you should be in that moment, and that's all you should be focused on, are those lyrics and delivering it from an honest and true place. Now that's what I try to do.
Yeah, you and Todd Brooks, mm-hmm. you have a cabaret show?
We do. We have several shows. We've been friends for a long time, but we've been doing this cabaret thing for about 8 years now. And it started out, my hometown in southeast Iowa, little Mount Pleasant, Iowa, they have a little concert series there, and they asked me to come do a concert. And I thought, well, okay.
Yeah, right.
So I put together the show, and I thought, well, who can I get to, you know, come with me and play for me? And I asked my great friend Todd, and he came, and we had so much fun doing it. We thought, well, we're just going to continue in the same direction. And so we have, and it's really become so much more than I had ever anticipated in the beginning. And we've been throughout Iowa and Nebraska quite a bit, concert series, little, you know, arts councils that have series for years. We've been doing a lot of that. And then we've sung in Chicago. We've performed at Davenport's in Chicago. That was our first time there in 2012. And I've taken some workshops there and such, too.
And Mary, your style, I mean, it's not just cabaret, correct?
You have
opera and theater mm-hmm. and jazz and contemporary.
I'm real versatile. And it's just because I like so many different types of music. I sing on my show. Now, on my show, I don't do opera on my show, but I do some jazz and American songbook, and I do things from contemporary American composers and things from musical theater, too. And that's just my style because that's what I like. Yeah. You know, and I think people are like that. They like different types of music.
Right.
You know,
you're pretty versatile.
I'm pretty.
Oh,
well,
yeah, absolutely.
I like to think that I am.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't see too many opera singers. You know, that are just
also
that,
sing
right.
All
they can
this
sing everything,
musical,
which is
theater,
that's
jazz,
a terrific talent.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's more than, you know, what do they say, a triple threat? I think you're
really
beyond
a,
that.
What?
That's right. We've lost count.
Yes. See, my dancing is, you know. So
all right.
I guess I try and make it up. I can dance some. You know, I can hold my own there. But you know,
if we ask you to break out in a soft shoe, could you?
I mean, yeah, Mary, I can fake my way through in a
on the radio thing. Show, you definitely could.
Oh, yeah, they won't even know.
They won't know.
Listen, you can soft shoot here at Wheatfields. I mean, right through the triple berry pie that I see as a special.
I think so, too. You can just tap your way, flap your way through the pie.
And, Mary, I love the musical, Seussical the Musical, and you won an award last year
from
Omaha Entertainment and Arts.
Yeah.
And what role did you play?
I was the sour kangaroo. she's just this bold gal, and you know, in the audition, I wasn't sure that I was quite right for the part when I auditioned, but they wanted to hear me, and I just kind of gave it all I had. And
you were terrific.
You know, it was a lot of fun. I love performing at the Rose. They really, they really have it together there. They're so welcoming there.
Uh-huh.
And performing for kids, I have two young kids of my own, so it makes
terrific.
It really cool for me to perform
Isn't it
there.
Great? Venue. It's amazing.
It's a great venue. It's so enchanting, and just they do great things. So, I've done a couple of things there, three shows there. Yeah.
That's terrific.
Mary, let's talk about your debut recording coming in 2014.
Exciting.
Let's
so
fly.
Crazy
Tell us
exciting.
About that.
Well, I started this process, I guess, back in a year ago, this coming March. So it's been, maybe 9 months or so. And I'd always... Well, I guess, can't say I've always wanted to make a recording, but for the last several years, I've really been thinking more seriously about it and talking with fellow singers and such and kind of seeing more cabaret work. And, you know, so many people have these CDs, and I thought, I'd kind of like to do that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always wanting to do some new big project, and I thought, well, that's a pretty big project. So
that is.
So I talked to my friend Jay Goff, who is the music director at the opera. He's a friend of mine, and I hadn't really talked to anybody else about this, and I confided in him and said, hey, kind of thinking about wanting to do this, what do you think? And I need somebody to help me with it. Who do you know and stuff? And he said, well, I'll produce it for you, and what kind of stuff you want to do? So we started talking more, and so here we are. We're actually halfway through the recording process in terms of laying down the songs. We're going to listen on Monday, actually, to hear what's
exciting.
Been mixed.
Yeah.
Maybe mix a little
great.
Further, and then we'll finish recording in January, and hopefully the spring it'll be ready.
Good. And will you come back on when
love
it's ready?
Love to come back on.
We'd love to play.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
We can play.
How exciting.
Yeah, I'll
from
give you
Let's
some.
Fly.
Yeah.
I mean, how fun. And you've got upcoming events as well. well, right? I mean, you've got your cabaret.
I've got some cabaret stuff. I'm doing a fundraiser in Norfolk coming up in January, and then I've got some other cabaret shows throughout.
You travel. I travel. All around.
I say I will travel anywhere to sing, and that is true.
Right.
I love it. I love it that much. I'll go anywhere.
Right.
You know?
Do your kids
a voice.
Sing?
Yes, have voice, will travel.
Yeah,
okay. Be her new mom. I love it. Yeah.
My kids, you know, it's too soon to tell. My daughter has a lovely little voice. You know, she's a second grader. My 4-year-old son. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe.
They're a little young. We'll
see.
Yeah.
I'm not going to push. They're very aware of what I do.
I'm sure they'd love
and
to see you perform.
They do love to see me perform, but especially my daughter is very, very aware that I'm a singer, and she doesn't want any pressure, you know.
Yeah.
She doesn't want me to try to make her into what I am, and she's told me that before too, so
good for her.
She's vocal. She's taking
very,
after her mother.
She's very vocal. I always say I'm not raising a doormat. She's definitely
right,
not that.
Right.
We don't want to raise doormats for
no,
women.
No, we're a strong woman, you know.
Yes, hear you roar. So these great events, and again, the album, and you said it will be completed
spring? Well, I'm hoping it'll be ready in the spring. Yeah, it'll go to mastering and packaging and all that stuff, and then I need a couple of months to, I think, really ramp up and for publicity and just to have my act together here before we actually release it. So I'm thinking probably May is really what I'm thinking.
And the type of music on it, Susan?
You know, it's American Songbook, it's some standards, musical theater, some contemporary American song. I even have a country songwriter, a Hank Williams song I'm singing on there.
Wonderful.
Beautiful arrangement.
Oh, quite a variety.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell, Cole Porter,
Joni Mitchell song?
Both Sides Now.
Oh.
Very contemporized.
I love it.
Very contemporized. Yeah.
Great.
Jay Goff has really been at the heart of a lot of these arrangements. Mm-hmm. A Leonard Cohen song called Dance Me to the End of Love. So it's some really cool stuff.
She's got a lot of variety.
Yeah. And
yes,
we have
she's great.
I'm using three pianists on the show, on the album.
Uh-huh.
Jay's playing some, my friend Todd, and also this really great jazz pianist from Baton Rouge who plays for the opera from time to time for rehearsals. He was in town while we were recording, so we snagged him, and he's doing some jazz stuff.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
What a talented woman you are.
Thank you. Well,
Thank you, too.
It's a pleasure to be here. Really an honor to be on your show
nice
today.
Nice to have you.
Yeah,
and
we can't wait to hear Let's Fly.
Yeah,
we can't.
Yes.
For any of your followers, know that you have several events coming up in 2014,
right.
Your cabaret shows, which is great. Well, Mary, we wish you the best
Thank
of luck.
You, Mary.
Thank you so much.
Keep
they
singing.
Can, I
love
will,
to hear it.
I will. People can find me on my website. They can
get
contact info on there, so if they want to email me or get in
right.
touch.
Right, and it's Mary Carrick, Carrick,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. MaryCarrick.com.
Yeah, perfect.
Right. All Wonderful, right. Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank
we appreciate you
so
joining
much.
Us today at Wheatfield.
Thanks
and
for having
you're listening
me.
To It's the Beat on 1290 Coil.
Do you need frequent rescue from your uncontrolled asthma? If so, listen carefully. Heartland Clinical Research is conducting an asthma study for people who are unable to control their asthma despite the use of conventional medications. If you've been diagnosed with asthma and are having difficulty controlling your symptoms while taking other medications, please call to learn more about this study opportunity. To be considered for a screening, you must be between the ages of 19 and 75, diagnosed with asthma at least 1 year. Be taking multiple medications to help control your asthma symptoms, but still not getting sufficient control. To learn more, please contact Heartland Clinical Research at 402-502-9364. That's 402-502-9364. 9364. Space is limited, so call today.
The church choir is booked to sing in Chicago. Book a flight? Unless everybody sprouts angel's wings, flying is too expensive. Have everyone drive themselves? Only if the church has an oil refinery in the parking lot. Time to call Renovan. At Renovan, you can rent late model, low mileage, 8, 10, 12, even 15 passenger full-size vans to get where you need to be without busting your budget. Before you know it, your choir will be making a joyful noise. Make getting there part of the fun. Renovan. In Omaha, call 402-933-2500.
For water pure and simple, United Distributors.
There's one problem with bottled water, all the leftover bottles. And if you have lots of bottles, can you imagine all the bottles left over from all the other people who buy bottled water? Eliminate all those empty bottles with the 3M water purification system from United Distributors.
For water pure and simple, United Distributors is your water pro.
With a 3M water system from United Distributors, you can enjoy every drop of clean, clear, refreshing water without sending waste to landfills. United Distributors has a 3M water system for every budget. Just visit the showroom at 132nd and L or click cleanwaterguys.com for a free water analysis today. For 35 years, United Distributors, water pure and simple.
For water pure and simple, United Distributors is your water pro.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is Golden Globe-nominated Nebraska, the new film by Omaha's own Alexander Payne. Bruce Dern and Will Forte play father and son on a road trip to collect a dubious sweepstakes prize. The film shows through the holidays. Also showing is Let the Fire Burn, a startling and inventive found footage documentary about a clash between Philadelphia police and a radical group. Showing Sunday and Tuesday will be Come and See, part of the Alexander Payne Presents Classic Film Series. Roger Ebert called it the Soviet war film one of the most devastating movies ever. Forever Young is our family and children's series. This week, our pick is The Freshman, a 1925 silent comedy starring Nebraska's first movie star, Harold Lloyd. Don't miss Verde's Falstaff, part of The Met, live in HD, presented with Opera Omaha. The opera will be broadcasting live on Saturday with a prelude talk, led by Opera Omaha at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast on Wednesday. Tickets and information are at filmstreams.org.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Here. Welcome back. We're live from Wheatfields. Well, I'm sorry, I was eating my pancakes and I just couldn't get
couldn't
take me away from my pancakes. You know, we are so excited because guess who is just who showed up at Wheatfields?
And they look so cute.
Yes.
Who is it, Joan?
It is the Shadow Lake Town Hall Christmas Carolers.
Christmas Carolers.
And we would love to have them come and maybe sing a few bars if they could.
Come on over, carolers.
Come on over and please, can you sing a song for our listeners?
And we're at Wheatfields at Shadow Lake, and we wish you could see them. They're all in their red and green hats and vests and candy canes.
And they're a little bit chilly because outside it was just a little bit cold, so they're warming up. And we would love to have them maybe eat some pancakes or something.
Yeah, come on, guys.
But we would love to hear a song from you if you can stop shivering. Maybe. Oh, here we go.
Okay, they're gonna sing now, guys. You ready?
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, la 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 la. Troll the ancient yuletide carols, la 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 la. See the blazing yule before us, la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Follow me in merry measure, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Here I tell of yuletide treasure, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hail you new ye lads and lasses, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sing the joyous all together, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Okay, we love it.
And who are we going to have here?
I'm so excited.
We're going to have one of the carolers sitting with us here.
Yeah, this is not any elf, let me tell you. He's in a great costume with candy canes all over. This is S. Claus and his holiday friends, Gary Bosniak.
Bosonic, yes.
Okay,
this is Bosonic. Gary Bosonic.
No,
you're not Gary.
I'm not Gary, I'm John.
Hi, John.
You're John.
Or Buster.
We can call you Buster. Super. Well, yeah. I love it. Well, thank you so much. We so appreciate it, and we appreciate it. We just wanted you to say hello.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate the singing. We appreciate what you do out in the in Shadow Lake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, thank you. Glad you came in to warm up.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot. And now we have a special guest coming on also.
Yes.
Boy, he sings also. Not carols, but quite a singer, right, Jode?
Well, we're so excited because our guest today is Billy is here.
He just walked in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was wonderful that he wanted to stop and have a pancake. How are you, honey?
good to see you, Billy.
So great to see you. Glad you stopped by.
Great to be here.
Don't mind my pancakes.
I won't.
So, did that sound right, Karen? I don't think that sounded right.
Don't mind my pancakes.
Yeah. I think
I could write
it.
It's a new line, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. Billy is here. We are thrilled because, of course, he is appearing in Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow at the Playhouse. And my daughter Mia and I will be there this evening. We got the last two tickets.
Are you kidding me? You're gonna...
No. How'd you do that, Jody?
Well, you know, I called the Playhouse.
You have connections?
No, I called the Playhouse and I said, do you have any tickets? I booked them last week. She said, well, we have two.
Two.
How many do you need? Two.
So it worked out. Sold out, Billy.
You guys are going to love the show.
I can't wait.
It's we have so much fun doing it. And we've done this sort of special thing this year. We've invited local elementary and middle schools to come out and do a couple Beatles Christmas songs with us. And sort of thinking... You know, it would be cool for the kids, and it's really been even cooler for us. It's really awesome.
I think it sounds wonderful. Tell us how, you know, what's the premise of the show? If people have never attended the...
No, if you haven't, this is now a 6-year tradition for us, and this is a completely different Beatles show than any Beatles show out there. We don't do the wigs or the accents. Completely request show. The only thing we ask for on these requests is your favorite Beatles song and the reason why you chose it, because... people's requests make up the set list for the night, and their reasons sort of provide the narrative for the evening show. So,
cool. Do they write down the songs and hand it to you, or do they yell out?
No. They write them down before the show,
okay.
And then we put together the set list about 5 minutes before the show.
So, do you know every Beatles song? Though?
We do know every Beatles song.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's about 220.
Oh,
we do use the help of a teleprompter. I will admit that, just because there's so many chords and so many words.
That's true.
And it keeps the band together. It kind of gives a focus of, oh, there we go.
And Billy, it's you and your two brothers?
My two brothers. We also have four other members of the band. But my brothers and I, we grew up doing this. Our dad was a huge Beatles fan and always taught us this music.
Isn't that great?
Is this in honor of your dad?
It is. He passed away very young. He was only 42 when he died. And this is sort of the thing that brought my brothers back together. And, and really, we started just with this idea of, hey, let's do a cool Beatles show. And it sort of has become therapy for us, you know, and has really provided us some closure with that situation.
He would be so proud.
We hope so.
And you know what, Billy is such a great friend of the show. We've had Billy on a few times. And, you know, if for those of you that are not familiar, which I don't know if there's anyone in Omaha that isn't familiar with Billy McGuigan.
Right.
But Billy also was Buddy Holly.
Right.
And you toured, I know,
and
nationally
your other show,
with that
too.
As well.
We have a new show
Legends,
called Rock Legends.
People's Choice.
Yeah, yeah. We just did a little tour of Canada with Rock Legends. And, it was great,
Did you have some most
No, they loved it. I had some Putin, and it was
some
great.
Wow.
Yeah.
With your some beer, some hot lava. It sounds so lovely.
And was it your idea with the Beatles show to have everyone request? Was that your idea?
It was. It was my crazy idea because the first time...
Great idea.
Yeah, we had this little Beatles cover band that we did with my brothers several years ago, and we would play at Cheeseburger in Paradise. Just to, see how many people we could cram on stage. And people would make requests, but they wouldn't just give the name of the song. They always had to tell why they chose the song. And sort of something clicked, and I said, that would be a cool idea for a stage show. And everybody I went to, they were like, that will never work.
Uh-huh.
People will never share. You're never going to be able to learn all the songs.
You're selling out.
Yeah,
we have the last two tickets tonight.
It's, what's great is our 6-year, and every year we top... yes, I'm back on the air.
Hello. Welcome. It's Billy.
It's my Justin Timberlake microphone.
Uh-oh. Don't say anything about my JT.
That's right.
You know, I love my JT.
Every year our ticket sales have gone up, and we're very proud of that. That's
awesome.
That's a great thing.
And you have a couple CDs out, too.
Yeah, I have my Billy is Billy CD, and we've got the Buddy Holly stuff. We're working on Yesterday and Today CD currently.
That'll be wonderful.
Yeah. How can you choose what songs? I mean, because all 220 cannot fit in on that darn
CD. We tried to pick our favorite off of each album.
Okay.
That's what we
did. What is your favorite? If you could say your favorite, and I know it's difficult. That's a tough question.
It changes all the time.
Okay,
so this week, what's your favorite?
This week, Strawberry Fields Forever.
Strawberry.
Love it. We've been getting really good requests for it, and it was such an innovative song.
Yeah. You know,
and when you know the story behind how John Lennon recorded it, hated it, recorded a different version, hated that, and then he combined the two, slowed one down, put it in a different key, and that's what how it made this cool sound.
How
I love that stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Are you going to honor us today by singing?
I would love to.
Wonderful.
Right.
I would love to. Got my guitar somewhere.
Okay,
it's coming. It's stuck. It's over by the sticky buns.
Well, and you know what? And my daughters, of course, when we attend the show tonight, we're going to think about what song can we stump you on. But I don't think we can because you said you know all 220.
We do know them all, but you know, some
She's
of them we
Eleanor
haven't rehearsed
Rigby.
In two years.
We used to sing Eleanor Rigby.
You should definitely request Eleanor Rigby.
All right, I think Mia will request Eleanor Rigby.
All right, we're going to hope it's in tune here.
All right. Billy McGuigan.
My double microphone here. Here we go. I've just seen her face, I can't forget the time or place that we first met. She's just the girl for me, not what all the world to see we've met. Die. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. As it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Die. Falling, yes, I am falling. Yes, she keeps calling me back again. I've just seen her face, I can't forget the time or place we first met. Just the girl for me, not what all the world to see we met. Die. Falling, yes I am falling. Yes, she keeps calling me back again.
Was that terrific, Jode? I kind of feel like I'm in the presence of greatness.
Oh, you
here.
Are.
It's the guitar.
It's
the
guitar. It's a great
really
guitar.
We were talking about the epiphone. or is it
that's a Gibson. That's right.
That's what we were saying. What?
Oh, right. My gosh. Oh, no,
Billy, that was incredible.
We're so
Billy.
Excited about tonight. We're wishing you the best of luck, of course.
Thank you.
Your future shows. And your show, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it is running.
It's yesterday and today.
It runs. But I'm saying, if we could you play tomorrow as well?
Yes, we could. We will play tomorrow. We do Thursday through Sunday, all the way through New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Yeah.
One at the Playhouse.
All at the Omaha
all
Community
the
Playhouse.
All the Omaha Community Playhouse.
Tickets, call the Omaha Community Playhouse.
OmahaPlayhouse.com. You can go to my website, BillyMcGuigan.com. Good luck spelling my last name. But,
yes, right. MCG.
UI.
We got it. We got it.
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on all that stuff.
You're all over the place.
I'm sure Billy.
You guys plugged in probably pretty well.
Pretty well.
Oh, Billy, we're excited. We can't wait to see you tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Billy.
Thanks for stopping.
Eleanor Rigby tonight.
That's right. And thanks, you're listening Billy. To It's the Beat on 1290 COIL.
When you're financing a home, it can be rather nerve-wracking. All around you are unknown problems, difficulties, and questions. Wouldn't it be nice to have someone you can trust to guide you through it all? I'm Brent Rasmussen of Mortgage Specialists. As your mortgage lender, I'm completely dedicated to helping you achieve the dream of owning your own home. But don't take my word for it. Here's what my clients like Valerie Spittler have to say.
Thanks again for all your hard work, professionalism, responsiveness, and positive, friendly demeanor. You are awesome.
And there's this from Megan and Rob Campbell.
We will recommend him whenever an opportunity arises with friends, family, or random strangers. He was always fast with his responses, thorough, and energetic.
And this from Brett and Jackie Freund.
Brent's knowledge, expertise, and demeanor was reassuring and trustworthy. Also, his assistant was very helpful with questions and made correspondence very simple and clear.
My clients are my top priority. Always have been, always will be. I'm Brent Rasmussen of Mortgage Specialists. Click mtg-specialist.com to find out more. Mortgage Specialists. Driven, trusted, reliable.
NMLS number 5918. Testimonials or actor portrayal.
They're amazing.
They are
amazing
angels.
They're amazing angels.
My amazing my angels.
Amazing angels are simply amazing.
When someone you love is sick, injured, or disabled, you want to be the loving caretaker, nursing them back to health. In fact, it's hard to imagine anyone else who could care as much as you do. And yet, you have so many other responsibilities, including your job, your family. How will you do it all? Amazing Angels Home Health Care and Hospice understands better than anyone the difficult place you're in and want to be the answer to your prayers. Amazing Angels has a highly trained team of professionals, ensuring patients get the highest quality care delivered with respect, compassion, and affection. Amazing Angels cares for your loved one the way you would if you could.
The Amazing Angels give us really good service. We're very happy to have Amazing Angels services.
To find your Amazing Angel, go to AmazingAngels.org. That's AmazingAngels.org.
455-2500. 455-2500.
40 years. That's a lot of great memories. Hi, I'm Lori Helbush-Wolford of Spirit World. Over the last four decades, Spirit World has helped you celebrate the important times of your life, from the wines at your holiday dinner table to the rare bottle of scotch you savor on a special occasion. However, Spirit World didn't make those times the exceptional memories they are. You did that. We're just grateful that you let us be a part of it. During my time at Spirit World, I've had the unique honor of getting to know many of the wonderful people who've come through our doors. People like Jim and Leslie Akers, who've become some of my dearest friends. Jim, who's an ordained minister, even baptized my two daughters. I truly believe that we have the best, nicest customers, and it's such a privilege being a part of the memorable moments of your life. That's what making spirits bright is all about. Do you have a special memory with Spirit World? Tell me about it. Click the contact tab at spiritworldwine.com and send me a note. Spirit World, celebrating 40 years, 75th and Pacific.
Losing weight during the holidays is hard to do, so let's wait until after Christmas. Join High Tech during December. We'll give you 40% off the regular price, and you can wait till after Christmas to start your program. Plus, with approved credit, there's no money down, nothing to pay until 2014. The average High Tech patient loses 30 pounds in just 4 weeks. Some lose a lot more. The heavier you are, the more pounds you lose. So enjoy all the holiday parties. Have a Merry Christmas dinner. Your New Year's resolution will be ready to go. Only for the holidays, 40% off, no money down, nothing to pay until 2014 with approved credit. There's no charge for the consultation. Call 402-453-5673. That's 402-453-LOSE or Google us at hightechweightloss.com. 10 years in Omaha, rated A-plus by the BBB. High Tech Weight Loss, safe, fast, permanent. Open evenings and weekends by appointment. Call 453-LOSE.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode, I'm still rocking out to Billy McGuigan.
I mean, was that great?
Oh,
come on.
Fancy.
I mean,
and you're going to see him tonight. Lucky
I
you.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. And again, his show is yesterday and today, and I kept calling
at
it yesterday,
Playhouse.
Today, and tomorrow.
Yeah,
because I wanted
did,
it to be
not?
Tomorrow as well. But yesterday and today. So how about our guests, though? Were they fabulous?
Wonderful. Susan
Eustace
talked about Salvation Army. Because
yes.
Here we are, Wheatfields with the Salvation Army.
And so close. They're halfway mark. We're hoping whatever it takes, please, our listeners,
donate.
Help in any way that you can.
Volunteer, donate.
Do
get
anything
food,
you can.
Whatever.
Time, food. Food, clothing, anything. And Mary Carrick?
Mary Carrick.
Oh, isn't she just a
she
wonder?
She is great.
I mean, she has, I mean,
so
terrific.
Much talent. Yeah,
no, it's not
I,
just
I
a,
love her
she's
singing.
Not a one-trick pony.
No.
No, she's got it all going
she's
on.
She's got it all, more than the triple threat, you said.
Well, I lost count. I mean, she said it was opera and it was...
No, you're right.
I mean, you know, you
I'm
name
them.
It, she can do it. So
yeah.
It'll be great to hear it when her album comes out, her CD, we'll definitely have her back on the show.
Yeah, definitely. And we have some great guests for next week, Joe. Do you know who we have on?
Oh.
Do you know Robert Dobby?
You were telling me about Robert Dobby,
yeah,
and you said he... I know. I mean, I've seen him
you've
before.
You've seen him. You
he's
know
a character
him if you saw him.
Actor,
he
right?
is. And he,
okay.
like, always plays the villain. He's tall and has this gruff look.
Yes, and he's kind of got a gritty look, yes.
Anyway,
he's on our show next week.
He's on our show,
oh,
and
exciting.
He came out with an album, too.
Oh,
he sings,
is it
too.
Gritty?
It's Dobby Sings Sinatra.
Oh, really?
Is that funny? He
oh
wants to be
gosh.
A singer now.
I want to hear Luck Be a Lady, okay? I wonder if I can just ask
we'll
him,
ask
if,
him.
I can, if he can do that. That would be terrific.
And next wonderful. Week we have some Narnia actors, because the Rose Theater has a production of Narnia, and...
And Adriel Griffin and Olivia.
Yeah,
with
for Completely
with
Kids.
Kids. Oh,
yeah,
that's going to
be
so
great.
Great. Well, I love it. And thanks to our listeners who... joined us from Wheatfields Live.
Wheatfields.
At Shadow Lake Town Hall. And again, for those bell ringers, anybody that is giving money to Salvation Army in the red buckets, they will receive your free CD,
yeah.
your Christmas CD.
You're right, called Christmas Time. And the last song is going to be a song from that. Grace Bedalic sings it, and it's called It's Christmas Time. And everybody have a wonderful week.
We
stay warm.
Oh, yes, please. Stay warm and listen. And you can stay warm around the fire by listening to your CD.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
I mean,
you're so good, Joe.
Christmas Time.
Thank
you. Know,
you.
If we could just get a fireplace, that would be perfect. The pancakes
Maybe.
Were fabulous.
Thanks for
passing
Wheatfields
the syrup.
For
thanks
all the
for
goodies.
Wheatfields. Thanks to Salvation Army. And thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks for
and we'll
Coil
see
Radio.
You.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely.
1290
see you next
Quilt. We'll see you next week.
faithful surrender.